Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking more fallouts. The TMZ article, Kanye West bank cuts ties, find somewhere else to keep your Yeezy billions. So Candace Owen was the one to break this news. She's actually with Ye Tonight, which is going to be a separate video, but she tweeted out, earlier today, I learned that Kanye West was officially kicked out of JPMorgan Chase Bank. I was told there was no official reason given, but they sent this letter as well to confirm that he has until late November to find another place for the Yeezy empire to bank. I imagine she got this directly from Ye or somebody on Ye's team, but Ye was with her tonight. She had a documentary premiere. And they say no official reason was given, or Ye wasn't given an official reason, I imagine, but you can see the email here. We are sending, dear Ye, they at least called him Ye, and a couple other people whose names Candace blanked out. But we are sending this letter to confirm our recent discussion with blah, 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 that JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., the bank, has decided to end its banking relationship with Yeezy LLC and its affiliated entities, collectively the company. To provide the company with sufficient time to transition to another financial institution, we will continue to maintain the accounts attached as Exhibit A, including all related products and services, until November 21st, 2022, so a little over a month away. To avoid any transaction delays, we suggest that you stop processing company transactions and/or using any products associated with the accounts 5 business days before the scheduled closure date set forth above. After that date, the bank will close any open accounts and, after deduction of any permissible service charges and pending transactions, remit all remaining funds in the form of a check delivered to the company at the address of record. We ask that you act promptly. Your business to another financial institution before November 21st, 2022. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call your usual banking contact. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Sincerely, JPMorgan Chase Bank. So this seems like not a conversation, right? It's like a discussion, and then here's this letter. And of course, I feel like this is one of those stories that could be as simple as it seems, or might have more nuance going on behind the scenes. So what it looks like is that in the wake of dramatic comments that Ye made, or the perception around the comments that Ye made in terms of anti-Semitism and remarks directed towards Jewish people, the same reason that his interview on LeBron James's The Shop Show didn't air, that JPMorgan Chase is saying, hey, we don't like what you're saying, so we're going to cancel your account. Which, I mean, I also don't like what Ye's saying, but I feel like a banking institution deciding to arbitrarily cut ties with somebody because they didn't like something that they said is a line that makes me feel a bit uncomfortable, because what's to stop another bank to say, I don't like that you're a Cleveland Browns fan, and cut ties? That's dramatic, right? Most banks aren't going to do that. But that was the same fear that people have had when other businesses refuse service to people based on like race, ethnicity, all these things. Like, if you're starting to have institutions at this level make calls like this, what's the line with everybody else? Like, should they have the same energy then for any other celebrity? And what happens if somebody makes another anti-Semitic remark? What happens if they make another kind of racist remark? Should their bank end all the connections with them? And then how's that dive down the line? Like, at what point do we say, okay, this is the line, and rather keep moving it? How will we ever agree on that line? So I feel like if it's just purely for that reason, that this is not so great precedent, even though I feel like it looks good to people, like we will not abide, it sets a dangerous precedent and is mostly like corporate posturing more so than anything else. So I don't know. I think that's risky. But I don't know if that's the full story. I think that's kind of the question. I think the implication or the way that people will take this is that, but Ye has been kind of negative towards JPMorgan for a few weeks now. So just over a month ago, on September 5th, Ye posted, here. I've went to JP Morgan, but of course they won't give me no deal flow because Jim Ulrich is on the board of both Adidas and JP Morgan. So he was complaining about the Adidas board and went after Jing here pretty heavily. And you can see just at the bottom, JP Morgan Chase, managing director, vice chairman, investment banking, JP Morgan Chase. So he publicly attacked her multiple times, made posts about her. God bless everyone on Instagram. Don't take this down. Yeah, he initially had all of his posts about the board taken down because he was making some disparaging comments, which people would be like, he's joking, but they were negative comments towards people, like every single one of these people. And some were funny, but it was definitely like negative energy. So here he makes this public decree about JP Morgan saying they won't give him a deal because of Jing being on the board, which in business terms, if you're implying that the company is doing that kind of thing, it's kind of something that companies don't like, especially at that level. Like, now you're bringing their reputation up in the business circles. Like, are people going to think that Jing is pulling these strings and causing this and not giving Ye a deal? It's just like a question of ethics at that point. And then he said, I moved $140 million to Chase, and Bill Grouse still never put Jamie Dimon on a call or in a meeting with me. I feel it's because of the overlapping board members with JP Morgan and Adidas. So essentially implying that because a JP Morgan makes money due to Yeezys, that anything that allows Ye to escape Adidas, JP Morgan isn't going to back because they're playing favorites and doing what's in their best interest rather than looking after their clients, Ye, and what he wants to do. So he made those two claims very publicly. And then when he went on to CNBC, he also talked about JP Morgan. I go and move $140 million over to JP Morgan. Jamie Dimon never calls me. And it was 2018. There was like a whole thing where he did a meeting. There were tweets about it. There was a video of it, him meeting with JP Morgan. It was kind of like this big deal. Ye was kind of hyping him up. Kanye tells Sarah Eisen that he's thinking of changing banks over to Bank of America, possibly. So he makes this like MSNBC or CNBC interview, and you can see that the prices of Adidas, Nike, and Gap are all lowering in real time as Ye's doing this. And then he's shouting out JP Morgan's competitor. So part of me wonders what's been going on behind the scenes. I think one thing, if you followed Ye long enough, is that the stuff that's going on in public is often a byproduct of the stuff that's going on in the background that we don't see, that we don't hear about. So when Ye's finally talking about it publicly, it's kind of something that he's been talking about privately or based on things that have been going on in private that sometimes we find out about soon after, or sometimes it takes weeks, months, years until we find out more information about it. So I wonder if there's been more that's been happening in the background that Ye's been really upset about, and that this might have already been in motion since this happened, like September 5th when he made these Instagram posts, and then September 16th when he said this. If this has been an ongoing conversation and just recent events were the final nail in the coffin, or would it have changed the course of things? So Ye threatened to break up with them, and instead they broke up with him due to this impasse with the client. So that would make more sense to me than them just being like, we don't like what you said, we're dropping you, because they had plenty of opportunity to do that in 2018, in 2021, 2020. So I don't think I would lean more towards that, like things going on in the background. And we also don't know if there's just like a business case, if there's some kind of transaction issues or what's been going on behind the scenes. So I would say this is a story that we need more info on before we can really determine what's going on. And once we know that, we can probably react more appropriately to whether or not this is deserved, undeserved. I'm sure there's going to be people that feel like this is undeserved no matter what. And then people that will be more patient with it. But I'm waiting to see what more information comes out before landing either way. But I just wanted to give an update on it. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe. Any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy. So then they show it to others, which goes a long way. Until next time. Stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.